Isaiah chapter 50. COVID-19 infections continue to escalate, and we ask ourselves, will schools be closed again? Will we ever return as students to see our teachers in person? Can you really learn at a distance? In today's chapter, we find in the Lord Jesus the perfect disciple, the disciple who must face the challenges of the disciple and his great privileges. As a good disciple of the shepherd of Psalm 23, God the Father, Jesus has the right words to encourage the weary, and he is eager to learn of his Father's desires. Every morning, that is, not a day goes by without being with his ear attentive to the Father, and obediently faced the shame, the insults, and the spit in his face, and with the strength of a rock he set his face like a flint, and knowing that he would not be ashamed. And so, he faced the suffering of the cross. Although he suffered humiliation, the Father exalted him, giving him a name above any other name, and vindicated him from the grave. Having carried out the Master's work of redemption, he now invites us to come closer because he will defend us. The one who appears as a disciple is now our advocate, our defense attorney, with words very similar to those that the Apostle Paul used to comfort us. He tells us in verses 8 and 9, "The one who will declare me innocent is near. Who will argue with me? Let's stand up together. Who will bring judgment against me? Let him approach me. Look, the Lord God will help me. Who will condemn me?" With these same words today, Christians can respond to the accusations of the evil one. Confident and assured, Jesus took up our cause and is the one who defends us. Who can be against us?